Today at Quarinam, February 25th, and greetings to everyone in cyberspace. Our ashram doors are open, and we hear from Langer in Luxembourg, who wants to know how he can help his suffering father. Well, Langer, we always advise Ayurveda as a panacea for all ailments. It works very, very slowly, and it's better if you start it when you're healthy, because then you rarely become ill. But any time is fine. It works very well with the chemical medicines that doctors are giving out nowadays. But one thing about Ayurvedic medicine, it's herbal, it has no side effects. So see what you can do about Daddy, and we hope he feels better soon. Damra from Southern California is asking if her five-year-old granddaughter can go. Well, we do have a discount of $700 for children if they're under 12, I believe. Welcome aboard, little girl. We'll enjoy having you with us. Today we had some lovely guests all the way from Boston. Made a pilgrimage here, having been readers of Hinduism today. We had other guests all the way from Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, made a pilgrimage here today. A lot of people come day after day after day, and we're so happy to see them. Hinduism today is going out the door in two more days to the printer, and we're working very hard finishing up the last minute reading, the last minute editing, so it's just right. And it's inspiring to each and every one of you to read. If you haven't seen Hinduism Today yet, it's a beautiful international magazine which our cyberspace ashram puts out. And we'd be very, very happy to send you two or three complimentary copies to get you started observing the great Hindu Renaissance that's been going on the last 50 years and gaining speed all the time. Hinduism is a wonderful religion because it teaches you about you. It teaches that God is inside of you and permeates every atom of the universe. It teaches about the five states of mind, the three phases of the mind, instinctive, intellectual, superconscious. It teaches about karma and makes each individual responsible for his own acts. Everything that we do is involved in karma. Every action is karma, for karma means action. It's a Sanskrit word that's been adopted into most of the English dictionaries now, along with pundit and mantra. Look into Hinduism if you're discontent with your religion, or if you're not religious at all. You're off to a very good start, because all Hindus are pagans. And many of them started as heathens, like maybe yourself. So get on board. The oldest religion in the world, with the oldest scripture in the world, 6,000 to 8,000 years old. Nobody knows quite old, but a fantastic society must have preceded the Vedic era to be able to produce such great souls that had articulated these many, many thousands of verses so well that they have lasted up to the present day. Well, you're all welcome to join me on a cruise from Vancouver, Canada, to Anchorage, Alaska, where we're installing the first Ganesha for a temple coming up in that area of the country. Be the first Hindu temple in the state of Alaska. The cruise will be for 7 days. We'll be having seminars, round circles, discussions, self-inquiry, investigation, and we hope when we get off the ship in Anchorage, we'll have a new identity, a new look at ourselves, a new appreciation for who we really are. Tune in again tomorrow to Cyberspace Ashram at Kauai Arinam on the Garden Island of Kauai. Blessings flowing to each and every one. Om Namah Shivaya.